God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen our walk of life and faith in this world is from the Gospel of John toward the end of our text this morning. And Jesus, after feeding of the 5,000, he gets in the boat and he goes to a different shore. And the people follow him because they seem lost without a shepherd. Jesus says to them toward the end of the gospel reading, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." So far, God's word for our consideration, for our nourishment, for our strength in this life. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about all the needs that you have. They're simple: the needs of clothing, the needs of shelter, the need of food. Also, we have the need of companionship. We have the need of helping. We have the need of hearing from other people that we are loved, that we are liked, that we are special. We like to hear that because we have that need. And if you want to call it ego, you can call it ego, but we have that need in life. But the most precious need that we have is to be loved and to love. And along with that, we need nourishment. We need strength. And to just put it in two simple words, we need bread and water. Bread that signifies all the food that we need to eat. And water signifies the fluid that we need to strengthen our physical body. Because we know that if we don't drink the proper nourishment, we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle when we're out in the yard doing yard work. And pretty soon, if we don't eat and drink, we start to waste away. Our body starts to feed on itself and starts to destroy us. So we're in need of that physical nourishment that we get when we sit down at the table. But when you really think about your life, we need more than that. It's the spiritual food that God gives to each and every one of us. And that spiritual food that God gives to us is to feed us in this life. Because we are on a journey. And God wants to sustain that journey. We know the physical journey. We know the physical journey has those curves and those mountains we have to climb, those valleys we go down in. The physical journey we know has the trials that we face and all those other little things that happen to our bodies, especially as we get older. You know, the glasses we wear, the hearing aids that we gotta wear. And I wear this little, what's called a little calm pilot, so I can turn my hearing aids up a little bit, or I can turn them down. And sometimes Karen will say, "Turn up your hearing aids." And I'll say, "Well, I forgot my calm pilot." But I need to have that so I can hear. That's the need that I have on this physical journey. I've also faced other things, the shingles, the post-shingle neuropathy. Those things follow me through my journey of life, and I need to take care of myself. I need the medication. I need to ingest that. But more importantly, as we think about our earthly lives and our earthly journeys, more importantly is our spiritual journey. Our journey that was begun at our baptism when the pastor said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." You began your spiritual journey in this life. And as you face those physical ailments, those things that trouble you, you start to also lose that spiritual strength. Sometimes we even blame God for those things that happen in our lives. Whether it's the shingles, whether it's a broken bone, whether it's anything. Sometimes we blame God. It's God's fault that I have this. No, it's not God's fault. God allowed it to happen so he would steer us in the correct way. I've often said this, and you've heard this before, that I grew up in a family that didn't really say, I love you. Didn't really express that word to each other, because my dad and mom would say, you know we love you. We provide you with all these things. If we didn't, we wouldn't. If we didn't provide you with these things, you wouldn't be loved. But we need to say that. So when my father was dying of cancer, they had in the hospital these I Can Cope classes. And I got him to go to one class, and it was on communication. And they had the circle of the caregivers and the circle of the family. And I was sitting next to my mother. They passed the sheet around. If I could change one thing, I would. And I said that we would say to each other, I love you. And my mom looked at me and she said, you know, you're right. We have done that. Every phone conversation, every meeting that we had after that, we would face each other and say, I love you. God is saying, I love you through his word. He's saying, this is your strength. This is your shield. This is what is given to you to be your strength in this life. Whether as a husband or wife, mother or father, grandfather, grandmother, aunt, uncle, it doesn't make any difference. God gives you this word to strengthen your spiritual lives, so that you can pass this on to others, so that they may be strengthened. Because we're on this journey, we also face many spiritual battles. Because you see, the devil is always working. He doesn't care about those people that he's already destroyed. He doesn't care about those people that he's already eaten up and spit out. He cares about you. He wants you in his army. He wants you to be destroyed, your faith to be destroyed and weakened. He wants you to disembowel Christ. That would make his day. What makes God's day is he has this word that he gives to you in his scriptures to guide you and to feed you on your journey. Every day, I have my devotion. I have my certain way I'm doing my devotion. And then I ended up with portals. And what's interesting is when we travel, whether it's someplace to a motel or whether it was up in the cabin that we no longer have, I get through the devotions and Karen would look at me and she says, time for portals. So we would hear God's word through those portals. God's word is necessary for each and every one of us to guide us, to nourish us, to strengthen us. Because we have that devil as an adversary and he's all around us. So God gives us guidance. He gives us that strength. You know, I often wondered about children when they came into the world. God didn't give us the book of how to nurture a child and to bring up a child. The answers aren't on page 152 about when a child is crying and how to satisfy that child and to quiet that child. But God gives us his word to tell us that he loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son into death, so that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Sometimes we recite that Bible verse and it's just, we recite it by rote, and not really looking at it or using that as our strength. For God so loved you. God so loved Baba. God so loved Dharma. God so loved Lois. God so loved Jim. God so loved each and every one of you. And you need to hear that verse. You need to read that verse. You need to be strengthened by that so that you can continue to be God's child in the world. And God gives you that word to guide you. To guide you in all the things that are of the world and of your life. To guide you as husbands and wives. Colossians 3. Paul knew this, and he said that his word is going to remain. And then just after that, he gives us directions about husbands and wives and children. Directions that we need to hear. Directions that are always there for us. And this is the joy that we have, that God gives us this word and he fills our needs. Fills all of our needs. Whether they're financial, or whether they're clothes on our back, or food on our table, and provides us with people to care for each other. He provides all the needs that we have, and he provides the most precious need that we have, of eternal life in Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. In his name, amen.